We're talking to Pete Seeger, and on this allmusic.com bio of you, it says, Pete Seeger's adherence to the sanctity of folk music came to a boiling point with the advent of folk rock, and it's long been rumored that he tried to pull the plug on Bob Dylan's very electrified set with the Paul Butterfield Blues Band in 1965. Is that true?
No. It's true that I don't play electrified instruments. I don't know how to. On the other hand, I've played with people who play them beautifully, and I admire some of them. Howling Wolf was using electrified instruments at Newport just the day before Bob did. But I was furious that the sound was so distorted you could not understand a word that he was singing. He was singing a great song, Maggie's Farm, a great song, but you couldn't understand it. And I ran over to the sound man, said, fix the sound so you can understand him. And they hollered back, no, this is the way they want it. I don't know who they was. But I was so mad, I said, damn, if I had an axe, I'd cut the cable right now. I really was that mad. But I wasn't against Bob going electric. Matter of fact, some of Bob's songs are still my favorites. What an artist he is. What a great... I'd say maybe he and Woody and Buffy St. Marie and Joni Mitchell and Malvina Reynolds are the greatest songwriters of the 20th century. Even though Irving Berlin made the most money, they wrote songs that were trying to help us understand where we are, what we got to do. Still are writing them.